You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I got so much action on Cut right now on the Cut app. If you haven't downloaded it yet,
you still losing?
Well, I got I'm
you and I have a couple of bets tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm down 150 in the Cut app right now.
That's
Bergman
not,
Bergman
that's
is
bad.
Up.
I'm up 79.
Amazingly.
80.
Amazingly.
Amazingly, I'm good at betting in real life.
Here's what I got so far in the tournament. Here's what I got so far. I got Akron plus 12.5 over versus Creighton. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I think they'll keep it close.
Creighton's really good.
Samford plus 6.5 versus Kansas. I think that's a good line. Yale plus 12.5 against Auburn. Yale plays really slow. Texas A&M plus 1.5 over Nebraska. I actually like Texas A&M to go deep into the tournament because Stephen A. picked them to go to the Final Four, so they must be good. And I've got St. Mary's minus 6.5 over Grand Canyon. Have you seen the Antelopes play?
Grand Canyon, no, but they're good.
They're good. But St. Mary's plays slow. What's that?
The deer and the antelopes?
The deer and the antelopes, yes. So if you want to bet against us, you can download the Cut app, K-U-T-T. You can bet against your friends. You can bet against us. You can bet against the public. And you can make real cold, hard cash. Download the Cut app. And again, if you see a bet from me, you might want to jump on it because I've not got a winning record.
No, you do not.
At least as of this moment. It's early. We just started this thing. John, we had a conversation about this off the air. I'm going to bring it to you. So occasionally you get into a fight with your spouse, right?
Yeah.
Disagreement.
Sure.
Are you a fighter or do you and Lisa
Not
get into
a lot,
big fights?
But sometimes. Yeah.
In my house, we just stew.
Okay.
We never actually fight. We just stew. But we're having this conversation that once you curse in a fight, it's over. Then it becomes a big fight. Now, when you're fighting, do you curse?
No, neither one of us.
See, I think if you were to say a curse word in the middle of a fight, it means the fight is escalating by a lot. Do you think, Bergman?
Yeah, well, it depends on how you use it. If you're using the F word and it's kind of just emphasis, that's okay. But if you're calling them something, that's not okay.
Yeah, calling them something is a real loser.
Once you curse at the person and use it towards them, then it becomes
but
a problem.
But Mace, you curse in regular everyday conversations.
Correct.
So I don't think you cursing at Juan would be any different than you not...
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's name calling.
It's the name calling.
If you say
I'm blanking mad.
I'm effing angry.
Yeah.
That's different than you're an effing whatever.
Yes.
Do you and Allison fight?
No, come on now.
You don't fight at all?
I'm not a fighter.
Never?
Never.
You don't seem like a fighter.
Just let it go.
Humble genius, you don't fight.
I know. Exactly, come on.
All right, so I pulled this story. This is interesting, especially because of the source. Okay, so there is a pitcher in St. Louis. His name is Miles Mikolas.
Okay.
And he actually has torpedoed my fantasy team at least once. I know that much. So Miles Mikolas says that the Dodgers, and obviously hates the Dodgers, says the Dodgers are playing checkbook baseball. Checkbook baseball. Now, I would think that this is a pretty common thought out there, that the Dodgers are trying to buy a championship. This is what Miles Mikolas says. He told reporters this. He said, we're not exactly a low payroll team, but you got the Dodgers playing checkbook baseball. We're going to be the hardest working group of Midwestern farmers we can be. It would be great to stick it to the Dodgers. Now, I want to point this out. First of all, the Cardinals, it's a very imperfect messenger because the Cardinals have the 10th highest payroll in the league.
Right. And they've always been a have rather than a have not.
Correct. Also, the Dodgers have the same number of Midwesterners on their roster as
okay.
the Cardinals. And Miles Mikolas is not from the Midwest. He's from Florida. So don't let him tell you he's a Midwestern farmer. He said, we're going to be the hardest working Midwestern farmers you can find. But this is going to be super common this year. Everybody, I talked to my brother last week. Boy, the Dodgers are really trying to buy a championship. Championships, you cannot buy. You cannot buy a championship. There is no guarantee. It's guaranteed the Dodgers are going to have an electric season. It's guaranteed that they're going to draw more people than any team in Major League history. It's true that it's going to be an exciting place to be all summer, but the question is how they play in October. And it doesn't matter how much you spend. It doesn't matter if you're playing checkbook baseball. It doesn't matter once you get to October.
And this is proven all the time.
Yep.
Look who made the World Series last year. The Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Go figure.
Once the playoffs start, anything can happen. Yeah. Now, having said that, anybody can do what the Dodgers did.
Sure.
You know, the Dodgers just stepped up and did it.
Well, and I would imagine that you're going to see more players. It takes a unique player, but you're going to see more players say, you know what, I'll defer my money. I think deferrals are going to be
much more common. Yeah, it depends what happens with the tax laws. But
I didn't realize Mookie Betts has deferred money.
Yep.
Freddie Freeman has deferred money. This is not new. It's just nobody had deferred $680 million. That never happened.
No?
No, that's new. But I think now, if I was a Major League Baseball player and I was well set, I would defer money because I want my team to be able to do stuff around me so that we got a chance to win. So I think deferrals are going to be much more common.
Right. And just because the Dodgers are favored and they spent the most money, as you said, doesn't mean they're going to win it. Matter
right.
of fact, Dodgers have spent a lot of money over the last 10 years. They've won once.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you still watch just to see if they can do it.
Yeah. I'm trying to get used to the fact that the Dodgers are the most hated team in Major League Baseball.
Well, that will you'll be reminded that.
Yeah.
Embrace it. Embrace all of it.
Embrace the hate?
Yeah, embrace the hate. The Yankees did it for a very long time as the evil empire. It's okay to be the evil empire sometimes.
Yeah.
You just got to win. Just
okay,
got to win.
More information coming in about this Shohei Ohtani interpreter thing. If you're just joining us, Shohei's interpreter, Ippe Muzuhara, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, was fired today.
It will next be said in a courtroom, apparently.
Yeah, and here's the money, Mace. $4.5 million
Holy
in
hell.
Wire transfers.
That's crazy.
From Ohtani's account went to a bookkeeping operation that's under federal investigation.
Wow.
Apparently, Ippe spent 90 minutes talking to ESPN last night, giving his side of the story. This is coming from Alden Gonzalez. So pretty soon we're going to hear from Ippe, or at least hear what he has to say. And I don't know how he survives this.
Well, no, I mean, it sounds like he's potentially, I mean, he's not going to interpret for Shohei Ohtani anymore. I mean, I don't know. You don't want the interpreter who stole $4.7 million. I can't imagine. I would imagine he's going to go to jail if the charges are proven.
How about this? Initially, a spokesman for Ohtani told ESPN last night that Ohtani had transferred the funds willingly to cover Muzuhara's gambling debt.
Well, wait, this is different
Stay
now.
Stay with me.
Okay.
The spokesman presented Muzuhara to ESPN for a 90-minute interview last night, during which Muzuhara laid out his account in great detail. However, as ESPN prepared to publish the story Wednesday, the story being that Muzuhara made some mistakes, got behind in gambling, Ohtani covered the debts for him, everything was going to be fine. But right before ESPN was going to publish, the spokesman who set up the interview disavowed Muzuhara's account of the story and said Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement.
Wow.
So it was all...
So
they were trying to cover it up. They were trying to cover it up,
yeah.
Not clean it up. And
so they must have found out about this by busting the bookmaker.
Right.
And then they traced it back.
He's under investigation. And so this was the statement that Ohtani's agents released.
Mm-hmm.
In the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei had been the victim of a massive theft, and we're turning the matter over to authorities. So maybe Shohei knew he was gambling, didn't know it was this bad, and didn't know he was smuggling money from him, and $4.5 million is a lot.
Wow. That's crazy.
The spokesman declined to answer any further questions, and the statement did not specify whom they believe perpetrated the alleged theft.
Mm. Wow.
So there's more to come on this for
sure. Yeah, for sure. Andy Kamenetsky just texted me, hail fellow well met.
Yeah, I guess so.
It is a final. You steal $4.5 million. It's final. Beto is still on the pick. He's got all the pickleball odds. He's really.
I just read most of them.
Yeah, no, but Beto just sent them to me.
Oh, now it's different.
John, you're the second pick in this tournament.
No, no, no. Greg, you said I'm like down the line, right? 20 to 1?
I said, yeah, you're.
15 to 1.
15 to 1. That's not the second pick.
Yeah, there were like five or six teams ahead of me.
I
just
by the
not
way,
you.
I am going to make a bet on Ireland and Lisa. We've got custom bets on Cut.
Yeah, don't bet against yourself. That's you're cheating.
I did. I'm just waiting to see if somebody takes the action. I did put it out there.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Nobody take that action.
No, I probably nobody will. We will absolutely not advance in the tournament. I'm going to wind up playing two matches, John. One against the field, and then one against the 7-10 gang, and I think that'll be it for the day. Two matches and done.
Mace, this Ohtani story is now it's a matter of who's lying.
Yes.
So in the interview last night with ESPN,
yep,
Muzahara, who's 39,
yep,
told ESPN he asked Ohtani last year to pay off his gambling debt, which multiple sources said had ballooned to $4.5 million. Muzahara said he previously had placed bets on DraftKings and assumed the bookie he was using was legal. Quote, obviously, Shohei wasn't happy about it and said he would help me out to make sure I never do this again. He decided to pay it off for me. I want everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know I did not know this was illegal. I learned my lesson the hard way. I'll never do sports betting again. End quote. But on Wednesday afternoon, Muzahara said Ohtani had not transferred money to the bookmaker. So they were all just covering their tracks.
Yeah.
Muzahara has translated for Ohtani since he moved to the U.S. in 2018, accompanying him in dugouts, locker rooms, player lounges, on trips, and elsewhere, making him highly recognizable. He has been the interpreter for Ohtani with team managers and coaches, goes over scouting reports. The two are rarely separated. He runs errands for the pitcher, carries his water bottle, and is ever present. Ohtani, one of his teammates once referred to the duo as having a brotherhood that goes beyond friendship.
Wow. So this is a big breakup for him, too.
Yeah. He's been paid between $300,000 and $500,000 annually by the Dodgers or by the Angels. Right.
Okay. Wow. This story, that'd be interesting to see how it works out.
Yeah. It's not over.
Yeah, it's
that's
not
for
over,
sure.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, we always talk about it being National Something or Other Day. Today, there are some good ones. I want to bounce them off you coming up next. Plus, did the Lakers blow their draft pick in this last NBA draft? We'll get to that as well. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let's talk about Hyundai. I am thrilled to be working with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. First thing I did when I started this partnership was I started driving a Hyundai. Went over to Santa Monica Hyundai, got an Elantra hybrid, and absolutely love it, getting 50 miles a gallon. Smoking car. First time driving a hybrid, and man, especially with gas, $5 a gallon right now, it's a good time to be driving a hybrid. Or how about an EV? The Hyundai Ioniq 6 is spectacular. They let me try it out for a week. It's an EV with a long driving range and cutting-edge technology, and it is a beautiful-looking car. Don't forget about the sharp design of the 2024 Sonata, the Santa Fe, if you want to go with an SUV. This spring, you can get in and get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 3 years, 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. So hurry in today, because these great deals will not last. Add more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So whenever doing the show, I always look at the national day of whatever. And today I thought was interesting. There's some interesting ones that merit some debate, John.
Such as?
How about National Alien Abduction Day?
Well, you don't believe in aliens.
I do not. I believe in aliens. I just don't believe they're wasting their time with us. And what the hell do they need to examine us for? They're advanced beings. What do they possibly need to do?
Well, maybe they're dumber than us.
Do you believe in alien abduction?
Sure.
You do?
Sure. I believe. You know me. If it's a conspiracy theory, I'm in.
See, I think that's just nutty. I think that's just nutty. Do you believe in it, Bergman?
Of course I believe in it.
You believe in alien abduction?
I'm sure that
an alien beams somebody up into a spaceship and then explores every orifice. This is the story that goes around. It's such BS.
I'm sure it actually happens because,
oh, God.
Listen, if they're advanced beings, they still need to, they're smart, so they want to figure out all the organisms and see what they're all about. We still, as humans, we still look at all other organisms that are smaller and like little, and we look into what they are.
Brian, as stoners, let's set them straight.
Right.
No.
No. Aliens
exactly.
Are real. Abductions, no chance.
Yes.
As a stoner, you should think they are real.
No, dude.
Right. Yeah, dude. They come down, dude. They put this light down, and they pull you up into the light, man.
Yeah. No, I'm not buying on that. Okay. It's National Astrology Day.
I'm not really into it.
That's another one I don't buy either.
No, I'm out.
It's made up bull.
I think Laura
is obsessed with
astrology.
I'm
glad she's not here today.
Momo's obsessed.
Oh, my God, Momo. Don't mention any sort of sign around her because she will go, oh, you're an Aries. You go great with a Taurus. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and
that is a bar.
By the way, every woman I've ever dated, except for Lisa, I have no idea what their astrology sign is.
I don't know Juan's astrology sign. It's something, it's like,
nor do I know if I'm supposed to get along with them or not.
Right? One of the fall ones.
One of the fall ones?
Yeah.
When's his birthday?
November 23rd.
That's
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, yeah.
So
like cusp.
A Sagittarius must go along really good with an Aries because we've been going for 18 years. So does that mean anything?
It could just mean because that specific day.
You're defending astrology.
Saying, it's all about the certain day. Like, it's weird. I'm just kind of, I go on a lot of dates.
So far, oh, yeah. Now, do you match signs when you go on a date?
No, I don't. They ask me.
What is your sign?
Virgo.
So do you say, hey, you're a Cancer. We get along well together because of our astrological charts.
I say, I don't know what that means. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And one person that I used to, I went on like one date with,
yep.
She goes, nah, Virgo, I'm out.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Some people
that. That's all it took.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
Do you even know what Allison is?
Yeah, she's into this kind of stuff, so I do. Oh. But I tell her straight up, like, it's BS. Like, come on. I don't
believe
it.
See, you do fight.
Yeah, no, that's not a fight. That's just saying.
You're
like,
just fact.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
Yeah, that's just fact. It's funny. I was talking to this guy for the Culture Pop podcast, a comic named Rory Scovel, really funny guy. And he said, just randomly, my wife is a witch. Like, real? I mean, an actual witch? Like, an actual, like, charmed, casting spells and what? He said, yeah, she's an actual witch.
Excellent.
Okay, National Great American Meat Out Day.
Come
so
on.
So you're not supposed to eat meat today.
In honor of that, I'm going out and ordering a giant steak.
I am getting a ribeye tonight to celebrate National Meat Out Day.
Please.
Everybody says I'm going to get rid of red meat. I'll tell you, I eat red meat 3-4 times a week. I think I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are anybody else vegetarian around here? I don't get it.
Not a vegetarian, but I try to not eat red meat anymore. It's really not good for your body.
No,
there's
please.
Nothing good about
it's
it.
It's delicious.
But it is delicious.
That's the whole point.
It is delicious. It's just not good for you, and it hurts my stomach a lot of times.
So do you eliminate, you've eliminated red meat?
As much as possible.
Brian, what about you?
I try to enjoy life, so I'll take as much red meat as I can.
I'm with you.
It's enjoyable.
Bring it on.
It's enjoyable while you're eating it. When later on it's not enjoyable, that's when I don't like it.
I'll be old. When it catches up to me, I'll be old.
He doesn't realize he's old now.
I'm not old. Yeah. I'm not old.
59 tomorrow.
59 is the new 35. Yeah, no, and by the way, and the fake meat is terrible. All the fake meat is awful, and it has more calories than real meat.
If I see Beyond Meat on a menu, I'm out.
It's beyond me.
Yeah, exactly.
all right, so anyway, then get that out of the way. Now, John, I want to ask you something. There are teams in the NBA that have made valuable draft picks, or really solid draft picks, in this last draft.
Yep.
And they've gotten guys who are contributing now.
Oh, a lot of them.
So
Jaime Jaquez, really good. Cam Whitmore.
Cam Whitmore. Brandon Podzinski.
Pajemski
from Golden State is really
he's starting now.
Yeah. So this was apparently, this is from who got this story? Anthony Irwin.
Okay. Writes on one of the Laker websites.
Yes.
Right?
Lakers Daily.
Lakers Daily. There you go. Fans this season have prospects drafted immediately. Jaime Jaquez, Brandon Podzemski, impact player for Golden State, Cam Whitmore averaging double-double. Jalen Hood-Schifino has not really factored into what the Lakers are doing this year. According to sources, the consensus pick was Kobe Bufkin. Do you know who Kobe
Bufkin
is?
He's on the Hawks.
Has he been good?
Hasn't played much.
He was their consensus pick, but when he was selected 15th by Atlanta, the Lakers scrambled. The scouting department wanted Cam Whitmore. Once Bufkin was off the board, but Pelinka and other higher ups in the organization were concerned about medical history, and they went Hood-Schifino instead because Pelinka had seen him in the Big Ten Conference tournament. Now, I mean, other teams drafted players that made an impact right away. The Lakers did not. It seems to me that they blew their draft pick.
I think it's too early to say that, but I think that Jaime Jaquez, and here's why. It's too early to say that. Jalen Hood-Schifino played 1 year at Indiana.
Right.
He's 19 years old.
Yes.
I have no idea if he's good. When Max Christie came to the Lakers, I have no idea. Max Christie played 1 year at Michigan State.
Right.
Now I watch him, and I'm thinking, that guy's going to be in the NBA for 15 years.
Sure.
In 1 year, he's made a huge leap. I don't know if Jalen can make a Max Christie-esque leap next year, but
he's appeared in only 21 games.
Right. But Pajemski and Jaquez are older and played more college than Hood-Schifino.
Well, that's a pretty good model for the Lakers. That's the Kyle Kuzma model from Utah.
Right.
Played multiple years.
Played 3 years at Utah and then came into the league. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying it is too early to call Jalen Hood-Schifino a bust. He's only 19. Let's see what he looks like in a year. Those other guys were more NBA ready. If that's Anthony's point, I would agree with him.
Yeah, but why wouldn't the Lakers, knowing that LeBron is in a short window, why would they not want a player who's more NBA ready right now? Why wouldn't they want an older player who's got collegiate experience who might contribute right away instead of playing just 21 games?
Because I think they were thinking, I mean, it's a better question for Rob than it is for me, but I think they were thinking, okay, this draft pick isn't going to play much anyway. We have a veteran team. We don't necessarily need somebody who's going to play right now. We need somebody who we can build around when LeBron and AD are gone, and let's see if we can find our next good star. Like, Austin Reeves was completely undrafted.
Right, right.
And they lucked out there. So
he's a guy who had a lot of collegiate experience, too.
Right. So I think for the most part, the Lakers have been pretty good at finding guys in the draft, and I don't know if Jalen is going to work out or not, but they would say, it's too early to say he's a bust. Or it's too early to say what you said, which is
they blew the draft pick. Yeah, I didn't call him a bust. I said they blew the draft pick. Bergman, what do you think?
I actually agree with John. I think it's still a little bit too early. Because
even though there are guys that are contributing that went later in the draft.
It's like guys like Jaime Jaquez. I watched Jaime Jaquez play every single game.
Yeah, you knew
UCLA.
That guy would be able to contribute in the NBA.
Yes, but also I don't think his game doesn't translate to the offense that the Lakers run. In Miami, it does. It's more wide open. They can go. He can cut to the basket. He can do a lot of different things. It's and also he benefited from injuries that got him into the starting rotation.
If you're a Laker fan, what you hope is that Jalen Hood-Schifino turns into Max Christie. Like, you watch Max Christie now. We had him on the postgame show the other night, and I asked him, I said, it seems to me that you jump higher and are quicker than you were as a rookie. And his point was, he goes, yeah, I'm only 20. You know, I was 20 when I was a rookie. I'm 21 now.
Right.
Might be 22. He said, I'm still growing.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, people forget that about young guys, is that, you know, we can get better and can get faster. And you go back and look at Kobe when he was 18 and was a rookie.
Right.
He's a skinny kid that was, you know, had a lot of confidence, but couldn't dominate. And you look at Max now, and if you try and guard him one-on-one, he'll jump right over you and dunk. So that's what they hope Hood-Schifino turns into. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that right now Jalen Hood-Schifino is better than Pajemski or Hawkes or Whitmore. He's not.
Right.
But in 2 years, he might be. And I think that's what they're hoping for.
All right, we'll see. Dan Monson is living a crazy life right now.
I love this story. Do you want to do it now or you want to do it after the break?
We'll do it after the break. Yeah, it's a great story. Dan Monson,
did you see
head
what
coach
he said?
I did. Yeah. This is awesome. That's why I brought it up. He brought up the most interesting point.
And if you don't know who Dan Monson is, stay tuned, because this is really interesting.
We'll tell you next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, I got a couple of bets that came in on the Cut app. Tell me if you like these, John. Indiana, -11.5 over Detroit. Game is in Detroit.
It's a lot of points. We play Indiana on Sunday.
Accept or decline?
I decline it.
Declined. There it is. How about Washington, +10.5 versus Sacramento? It's in Washington.
I like Sacramento in that game.
10.5?
Yeah. I think Sacramento beats them by more than 10.
By more than 10.5. Okay, yeah. So those two declines. Sorry there, whoever is sending me bets. All right. Download the Cut app, K-U-T-T. Download the Cut app, and you can bet against us, bet against your friends, bet against everybody. All right, so, John, Dan Monson has had an interesting month.
All right, so Dan Monson is the head basketball coach at Long Beach State. Been there for about 15 years. His dad, Don Monson, used to be the head coach at Oregon. And Dan was the head coach at Gonzaga before Mark Few.
Yep.
And he had a good run with Gonzaga and then got hired away. And now for the last 15 years or so, he's been at Long Beach State. Last week, the school and Dan announced this is his last year.
Yes.
Then they went on a magic carpet ride through the conference tournament.
Yep.
They won 4 or 5 games in a row, and now they're in the NCAAs, and even though he's been fired or quit, either one. And as he puts it, he's working for free now. He thought that he'd be on the unemployment line today.
So here's what he said. He told ESPN, I don't have to answer anything I don't want to because I'm working for free today. Did you see the Seinfeld when George was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job, still going to work every day? That's me. I'm a Seinfeld episode going on right now in real life.
So we found the Seinfeld episode. Here's what you're talking about. Costanza had come in, and this is based on Larry David when he worked at Saturday Night Live. Larry David was writing skits and writing bits, and Lorne Michaels wasn't using them. So he walked in one day and basically told Lorne Michaels to F off, I quit. When he got home, he realized he couldn't quit because he needed the job and he needed the money. So Jason Alexander, playing George Costanza, did the same thing. Went into his boss's office, told him off, said he quit. And then that was on a Friday. And then on the following Monday, this happened.
Is that Costanza over there? What are you doing here?
What?
Am I crazy? Or didn't you quit?
When?
Friday.
Oh, what, that? Are you kidding? I didn't quit? Why, you took that seriously.
You mean laughing stock, all that stuff?
Come on, will you stop it?
No brains, no ability.
Teasing, what?
Okay, I want you out of here.
I don't know where you're getting this from. You're serious, aren't you? Oh, you see, you don't know my sense of humor. I mean, Dan, don't I joke around all the time?
I wouldn't say all the time.
You can't win. You can't beat me. That's why I'm here and you're there. Because I'm a winner. I'll always be a winner. And you'll always be a loser.
So what if Dan Monson goes on a run? Now, yeah. He probably won't. He's got to play.
Wouldn't it not be unbelievable?
He's got to play Arizona in the first round.
I've got Arizona going to the Final Four, too. You do also.
Me too. But if he wins that one game.
Yep.
All right, they haven't hired his replacement yet. Do you bring him back?
That's a very good. Well, already do you bring him back? It's interesting. He said a bunch of stuff that I think is. He said it's surreal. He feels like he's in the Twilight Zone. He says, this has been worth every job I've ever had. To have the experiences I've had this last week with my players, with my family, spiritually, everything. He said, I think life is life. Some of it is good. Some of it is bad. How you pivot through it defines who you are. I'm hoping that people look at me and say, hey, he had a great job. What are we feeling sorry for him for? He had 17 years of driving that car. It was a great ride. I knew it was leased.
Right. You're never in any job. I mean, there's going to be a lot of coaches that are going to get fired this year. He's one of them.
Yeah.
But that's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Like if we got fired tomorrow. You can't say that this wasn't an immensely successful run.
20 years? Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30.
Yeah, 30. I never thought it would get that long.
But the story would be Mason and Ireland fired.
Sure.
You know, it's just that's the way
it would be a mutual decision.
Right.
And it would really be we're fired.
Yeah, which is a lie.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's never mutual.
Which Dan Monson will tell you, it was not his decision to leave.
Exactly.
He was fired.
Well, I'm rooting for Long Beach State. That would be an unbelievable upset.
Go Niners.
Yeah, go. Is that their nickname?
49ers.
All right, coming up next for you, it's Game of Games. Whose game?
Yours.
Oh, geez. I got to work on something during the break. We'll do Game of Games coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, hang on a second. Why didn't you tell me about this? I love talking about these guys. It is, I don't even have a script for it. So I can't really talk about him. So why don't we come back and do it next? 710 ESPN.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is my game today. I ask all of you, George Shedano joins us, to not don't tip your hand.
Okay? So don't say, like Greg always says, it's one of those two.
Right. Some of you are going to know some of these answers. Don't tip your hand and give away the answers to everybody else.
One of those two, it could be any of the two.
Okay.
No, but if there's three choices and you say it's either A or B.
I didn't say A or D.
There's only two. What I'm saying is you may identify the players mentioning, okay?
Okay.
So everybody on this list is either a breakout MLB star this year or a breakout NCAA tournament star this year, okay?
They're all men?
Yeah, all men.
Oh, okay.
All men. Okay, so I will give you a name. You tell me if it's MLB or NCAA.
Okay.
First one, Jordan Walker. Jordan Walker, is that MLB or NCAA, Shedano?
MLB.
MLB. Ireland.
NCAA.
NCAA. Bergman.
MLB, my mic wasn't on.
MLB. Brian.
MLB.
MLB is the correct answer, yes.
So everybody but me.
Everybody but Ireland. Yeah, he is a power-hitting rookie outfielder for the Cardinals, and I think he's going to have a really big year. Number two. This one's going to be easy for some. Jackson Holliday. Jackson Holliday, is that MLB or NCAA Ireland?
MLB.
MLB. Bergman.
MLB.
MLB. Brian.
MLB.
And Giordano.
MLB.
Clean sweep, yes. It is Jackson Holliday. That's Matt Holliday's kid,
yeah,
who's playing middle infield for the Orioles this year.
He's really good, too.
The Orioles are supposed stacked, to be great, man, yeah, with young talent.
Number three, Riley Green. Riley Green, is that MLB or NCAA Bergman?
I've actually heard that name. I'll say NCAA.
NCAA. Brian.
MLB.
MLB. Giordano.
NCAA.
NCAA. Ireland.
NCAA.
The correct answer, Riley Green, outfielder, Detroit Tiger, is going to have a big year.
Oh, that's right. Good job,
Brian has the lead.
Brian, three.
3-2. I only have one.
Okay. Number four, Dalton Knecht. K-N-E-C-H-T. Dalton, I probably necked. Brian, is that MLB or NCAA?
NCAA.
NCAA. Giordano.
NCAA.
NCAA. Ireland.
NCAA.
NCAA. Brian, Bergman.
NCAA. Tennessee.
Clean sweep. Yeah, he's from Tennessee.
He's actually on our screen right now.
he's a big scorer, apparently.
Yeah, he's very good. He's going to be a lottery pick.
Ireland, what's the score? Brian's leading?
Brian, 4. Greg and Sedano, 3. Me, 2.
Okay. Number 5. And again, some of these you will know.
How many you got?
10.
Okay.
Donovan Klingon. Donovan Klingon. Is that MLB or NCAA Sedano?
Oof. That one I don't know. I'm going to say NCAA.
NCAA. Ireland.
MLB.
MLB. Bergman.
MLB.
MLB. Brian.
NCAA.
NCAA is the correct answer. Yes, nice. He's a center for UConn. He's 7'2" with a 7'7" wingspan.
There you go. So Brian's still
Brian
in the lead, but
5, Sedano 4, Greg 3, me 2.
Okay, next one. Nolan Jones. Nolan Jones. Ireland, is that MLB or NCAA?
NCAA.
NCAA. Bergman.
NCAA.
NCAA. Brian.
MLB.
MLB. Giordano.
Ooh.
Got a chance here, George.
NCAA.
Correct answer. He's a rookie outfielder
for
the Colorado Rockies.
Did you know that, Brian?
I had no idea.
You were just taking a shot.
I'm out. How many are left?
There are 4 left.
I'm barely in. Okay. All right, Brian has to go first.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
With 4?
Number 7, Wyatt Langford. Wyatt Langford. Is that MLB or NCAA? Brian, you go first.
Let's go MLB.
MLB.
Sedano.
NCAA.
NCAA. Bergman.
NCAA.
NCAA.
Got to make up some.
Ireland.
Brian, you said MLB?
Yes.
I'll go NCAA.
Correct answer, Wyatt Langford. Rookie outfielder.
Jesus. Texas Rangers.
Yeah. All right, is Brian the only one who got that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm out. Yeah. There are 3 left.
Am I out?
3 left.
Greg's out. No, yeah. you're still in, but you gotta go opposite every time. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brian has 7 and George has 4.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. 7-4. Oh, wow.
He's got 7 out of the oh no, he's got all 7.
He's
right?
You got all 7 right.
Yeah, you're 7 for 7.
Okay.
You're the reverse Curtis.
Genius. Yeah. Tough to beat. Yeah.
Humboldt genius. All right, number 8. Tyler Kolek. Tyler Kolek. Is that NCAA or MLB, Brian?
Let's go MLB.
Giordano?
You look like you know the answer and you can't use it.
Yeah, I think it's MLB.
It is.
But well, say NCAA, just to be safe.
Yeah, NCAA.
It is NCAA.
Oh,
it's
a card
for Marquette. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a Kolek in Major League Baseball, though.
Yeah, that's I thought
Adam
there was.
Adam Kolarik.
No. Right.
George, now you're
only... No, Toronto Blue Jays, right?
Now you're only 2 down.
I think so.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I went MLB. I thought he was right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're in this thing, though.
Okay, let's do it.
Make sure you go the other way.
All right.
Royce Lewis. Royce Lewis. Is that NCAA or MLB, Brian?
Let's go NCAA.
George?
MLB.
And he is a rookie third baseman
for the
Minnesota Twins.
Oh, no.
All right.
What
so
a way.
There was a Tyler Kolek that played baseball, but he's out of the league now.
Right. I thought there was.
Yeah, maybe there was. His kid there was.
Okay, so this is the last one. Brian's up by 1, unless Sedano ties him here, and then it goes to the tiebreaker.
Last one. Johnny Broom. Johnny Broom.
Like B-R-O-O-M?
Yes.
Okay, Brian?
MLB or NCAA?
Let's go.
You got a 50-50 shot, Brian.
MLB.
NCAA?
Center for Auburn.
Man, oh, what a comeback.
Is it tied?
Yeah, 7-7. Oh, it was 7-4.
That's a thriller.
Brian, you're the new Clippers.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. You blew a 3-1 lead.
Are you being coached by Brandon Staley today? It's all falling apart for you.
All right, you got a tiebreak, Mace?
Yes, I do.
All right.
All right, this is a two-man tiebreak between Brian and George for the win.
Okay. The first NCAA... No, use this.
Here.
The first NCAA men's tournament was played in 1939.
Uh-huh.
How many different schools have won at least one NCAA tournament?
So won a championship.
Won a championship. Right. Won it all.
Yeah.
How many different schools have won it at least once?
1939.
39.
Okay. So that would mean...
It's 85 years.
85 years.
Yeah.
Right. But we probably didn't play a couple.
And there's teams like UCLA that won multiple.
Yeah,
stop giving them hints, John.
Well, no, I'm giving them to both. I'm giving them to both people.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you got a number written down yet?
I do. Yep.
George, you got a number written down yet?
Yeah.
All right. Brian, what'd you write?
45.
George, what'd you write?
24. I don't want to go over.
I think Brian got it.
It's 36. It's somewhere in the middle between you guys.
Wait, 36. So Sonato's 12 away, and Brian's 9 away.
Brian wins. Yeah, takes the win.
I thought you can't go over.
No. Dude, we're not playing Price is Right rules.
That's
good
why
job.
I went so low.
Yeah.
So the standings now, Ireland 4,
wow.
Brian 4,
Brian
Mason 3, Laura 1, Andy 1, Bergman 1.
Wow, you're having a bad month.
Yeah, bad
Bergman.
Month. This is my worst month.
Yeah, Brian.
Bronze month, baby.
You pulled it out.
Let's go.
Pulled it out of the fire.
That was
very
scary
nice, Brian.
One.
So, right. By the way, if you're just joining us, there's a major story broke today. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter apparently stole over $4 million from him.
Allegedly $4.5 million.
Yeah, and gambled, according to the LA Times.
He's running a bookmaking
operation, he bet with a booker, bookie that's being investigated by the feds.
That's
and that's
how they found out.
They found out.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
It's Ippe Mizuhara. He's been fired now by the Dodgers. Originally, last night, he talked to ESPN for 90 minutes, and he was making it seem like he has a gambling problem. He told Ohtani about it. Ohtani willingly paid off his debts. And then, right before ESPN was going to press, Ohtani's agents called ESPN and said, no, that's not the real story. We fired this guy and we're handing it over to authorities. So the speculation, according to the Times article, is that Mizuhara stole this money from Ohtani and then gambled it.
How would he have access to his money, though, is my question.
I think he probably because...
It said something about wire transfers.
Right. I think, like, George, because he was basically his personal assistant. He was with him at all
times. He had all the...
It would be similar to you and I, how our wives have control over all of our money.
Yeah.
I think this guy had access to everything Ohtani.
Right.
Yeah.
And he smuggled... allegedly, but we'll see what comes out.
Does Kelly have control of all your money?
There may be an account here.
One has everything.
On the side.
One has everything.
I mean, I've
really
got
enough on my side. My relationship with Lisa works because it's simple.
Yeah.
I make money, and then she spends it.
Right.
Pretty good rule to follow.
Yeah. And, you know, as long as we each stay in our lanes, everything works out fine.
I know who's got the better end of the deal.
Yes. I got the fuzzy end of the lollipop, you know what I mean.
So what's up, Shidano?
We're good.
Did you pick a Final Four?
I did. I had already... done it online, so I just hit the join.
ESPN.
I gotta fill it out here because I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Who'd you pick to win it?
I picked UConn.
So all three of us have UConn.
I did a lot of like 10 seeds and 11 seeds going Sweet 16. I take some chances.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I was so chalky in mine.
I wasn't too chalky
at the end.
Here's the teams I took to go to the Sweet 16 that maybe other people won't have. St. Mary's, I got going, winning a couple of games.
Yeah.
I've got Creighton winning
a couple
of games.
Getting to the Sweet 16.
I got Oregon winning a game. Yeah. The team I really put my lot with is Kentucky. If Kentucky gets beat, or they're a 3 seed. If they get beat early, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I ran them all the way to the
championship. Let me ask you a question with Greg. Greg's just going to be super messy.
Yeah, I screwed
up. Well, you screwed up only because I told you.
Yeah, if you didn't.
So he had Kansas going to the final. he did not know that McCullers, their best player, is going to miss the entire
McCullers
tournament.
Is out.
Wait a minute. So did you?
I have no idea.
Did you know?
Did you know?
Oh, if you've already filled it, if it's in pen, no, you got to stick with
it. It hasn't started.
No, but if, the tournament hasn't started.
I don't care. It's in pen.
No, I mean, I saw a whole story about McCullers being out. I can't believe you picked him.
What? Yeah, shut up.
So, but you see how he scratched everything out?
Yeah,
Wait a minute.
You're a
mess. No, it's three.
That's permanent ink. Yeah, it's a Sharpie.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't matter. It hasn't started.
It wasn't really
for
change
first,
it once
first
you
tip.
Put it down.
When
it's
Jay,
like,
when Jay Billis used to go to the White House with President Obama.
I'm not Jay Billis.
Okay, and it's not like President Obama used to scratch out the Sharpie. He would write it in Sharpie.
He would know exactly what he was writing down, and he would have known about McCullers.
I'm not Jay Billis.
Yeah.
Or Seth Davis.
I think it was someone other than Billis that went with
Obama. Andy Katz once.
That's what it was.
Andy
Katz
once.
That would go there.
Yeah, and then I think Doris went once because she did the men's and women's.
Well, you know, somebody sent me a story today that for the first time ever, tickets to the women's tournament are more expensive than the men's.
I believe
they have more stars.
Right.
I mean, they have more recognizable names, a bunch of them.
What do we have going on across the street? Some regional.
We have the
North Carolina.
Sweet 16 and Elite 8 at Crypto.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Of the
West region.
Yeah. Of the West region.
Yeah, because Worthy told me he's going to the North Carolina games.
Yeah, so you could potentially get North Carolina, you get St. Mary's,
Arizona,
or Long Beach State if the magical run continues.
Baylor, Bama,
Baylor, Bama, those teams could potentially be at Crypto.
Boy, that's a chalky.
Michigan State, maybe Mississippi State, one of those.
Yeah,
Mississippi State was in the
I've got Michigan State losing in the first round.
Yeah, so there, there's gonna be some good games. Yeah. But Carolina will be fun to watch.
Any other tips? McCullers is out. Anybody else out?
No, that's like the big one.
That's the big one, yeah.
Now, Kansas is missing a couple of players. That is not just McCullers, but he's their best player by far.
Right.
And
that's,
Greg screwed up
his
bracket.
That's why I can't believe
Should
Bergman.
We allow Greg's bracket? Because he... Now, did you fill it out online already?
I fill it out afterwards online.
So
but no matter what... It's before.
No, it's like making a bet. Once you take it to the window, it's done.
It wasn't in the window.
You were in the window.
It wasn't in the window.
It's literally on a window.
I think Sharpie indicates permanent ink.
Yeah, I do too.
But to be fair, Greg, I'm staring at Mason's bracket.
And he has stuff crossed off.
He crossed out Iowa State. Washington State.
There was one.
Yeah, and then he picked
Greg has like five.
No, it's three because of the one team that needed to be. And I've moved everyone correctly. It's all fine.
Wow.
One
it starts tomorrow. Today is Wednesday.
Three times as many.
Who did you pick to win the North Carolina-Arizona game?
Arizona.
What is that?
Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got Arizona.
Yeah, I got Arizona going to the Final Four.
Arizona's very overrated.
Purdue has the easiest bracket. Overrated.
I ran him to the Final Four.
The committee, because they've lost as a one seed to a 16 or whatever, the committee took pity on their ass and put them in the easiest bracket. They got nobody in there.
Yeah,
let me tell you this. Nobody knows anything.
No, I know, none of those, like UConn's bracket is crazy tough. They got two teams that were in the Final Four last year.
Yeah. We all have UConn winning. Do you have UConn winning?
I do.
Yeah. You know who could trip up? Who do you have winning it, Greg?
Houston.
You know who could trip up UConn is Auburn. Auburn's good.
You know who I got going deep as like a crazy, just like why not NC State because they just won the ACC tournament.
Oh yeah, because they got a little
going,
ahead of steam.
I got
steam.
Them going out in the first round.
Dude, well, they've got that big center. He's great, man.
Plus, they went on a big run, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
All right, let's Cappy's out there. Let's do some super crosstalk. Woo 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 woo.
It's super crosstalk.
All right, everybody's in the house tomorrow. Of course, we're all at Islands in Manhattan Beach, Manhattan Village Shopping Center.
Island
Please
Boys!
Be out there with us. Gonna have a blast. The madness will be going on the TVs. By the way, tomorrow we're gonna be able to, if we go down to the wire with certain games, we're gonna be able to pick up the audio because we're working with Westwood One this year.
Oh, cool.
So we will have hopefully some good finishes. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Islands. We are doing a Kona pie eating contest, me versus Bergman versus Morales. And I look forward to seeing Morales with a face full of pie.
Well, I think that would happen even if we were going
Probably would. Probably would.
So what's Cappy doing? Is he staying out there?
He just left the
He's
room
not playing
for some
along?
Reason. I don't know why.
I don't know where he went.
We've got a new thing. Travis Rogers says that his out time
is
now.
He's negotiated into his deal. That his out time is now 08.
108.
So we think because we have seniority over Travis that our out time should be 04.
04. What do you think? We're out at 04.
I think that's totally reasonable,
Good
don't
luck
you?
No, I look forward.
I think Cappy's the one that's going to have a big issue with
not
that.
Even here. I look forward
to... Yeah, well, he has
to
be here to care.
Yeah. I look forward to the crosstalks.
By the way, Game of Games yesterday, I brought this up to Greg. was fraudulent.
Oh, I know.
In what way?
Because of North Carolina. Yeah, I made a mistake.
People brought it up. It was all over Twitter after we were done.
Yeah, so Dean Smith did win a second title. My question was
Montross Group.
My question was, it was Bill Self.
Who had only won one?
Who had only won one?
No, he won two.
No, I'm saying, but your question was, who had only won one?
I had somebody else in there that had won two.
Right.
Patino.
Right.
And I said Dean Smith had only won one. I thought the Jordan one was his only one, but then I was wrong. But I went back and checked it. Greg was the only one who got that right. So whoever got it right didn't win.
Right.
Okay.
Like, Greg didn't get that right, and you won, right?
I won. Yeah, I won.
So you're fine. It didn't aid your victory.
I'm still protesting.
Yeah, it sounds all fishy. Greg won?
Yes.
I think we should throw that game out.
All right.
Just throw that game out.
Let me ask you guys something. I brought this up, Mace, when you were out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all heard this.
Y'all.
That I got that from that pickleball girl yesterday.
She's from Atlanta,
from Georgia.
South Carolina.
Tom Crean
is where she was from.
She was from Atlanta.
Yeah, she's got pickleball centers in Atlanta.
She went to she played tennis in somewhere in South Carolina. You guys were like,
what are you hanging things up for?
I heard.
Can we just let Ireland get to it?
Ireland tell his damn story.
I heard the whole thing.
My God,
accuracy. See what I deal with? Important.
Yeah.
Why?
Clearly not. Did you hear Game
Dean
of Games?
Smith, right?
I mean, you're never accurate.
What are you talking about? I'm a detail guy.
You're not a detail guy.
And by the way, you're being a D-bag right now.
Why?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses indoors. The only two people that can wear sunglasses indoors are Snoop and Jack Nicholson.
Okay, so
everyone else looks like a jackass.
What about Stevie Wonder?
Well, Stevie Wonder
can't see.
Wait a second.
Although
what about,
he can. That's
what about
another
LeBron?
Subject.
Is LeBron a D-bag?
He doesn't wear sunglasses inside.
He wears sunglasses all the time inside.
Yeah, he does.
I need a picture. Somebody send me one.
Go look at the one with him and Jeannie and Linda a couple weeks ago.
Was he wearing sunglasses in that one?
Yeah.
Well, I still say anybody other than Jack Nicholson or Snoop should not wear sunglasses indoors.
So, LeBron, you object to him wearing sunglasses?
Yes, I'm going to tell him next time I see him.
Why do you wear sunglasses?
Well, usually just, for the bit of it all, number one. Number two, today, I'm going to tell everybody something, and I'm going to get right back here to Johnny I. You guys know that Morales always has a problem with me.
Yeah, yesterday he was like mad at you. He said you were speaking out of school. I don't know what he was referring to. Did you ever figure out what he was referring to?
No, I did not. But I will tell you this. Today, I'm going to rip his ass. Okay?
Okay. Now Mason's putting sunglasses on.
I'm going to rip his ass for what he did. And I will explain what he did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Which is why I'm wearing sunglasses right at this moment.
Okay, why don't you tell us then?
I cannot do that. I will have to wait until the beginning of Sedano.
Wait a minute.
Cap.
So you're going to rip his ass in the lead of Sedano and Cap? You can't throw that out there and say, I've got details on ripping his ass.
If he's a bad guy.
If you don't tell Mason and I why you're going to rip him, we're leaving.
There you go.
Tell us.
Oh, you mean like.
We're leaving right now.
No, we're leaving right now.
5 seconds.
Tell us.
Just go.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Because he's a bad guy.
Yes.
All right? He's a bad guy.
Yes.
Why?
And he's a gutless scumbag.
Why?
I'm going to explain coming up in just a few minutes.
Oh, come on.
We're leaving.
Will you just tell the story?
Last chance.
Tell the story or Ireland's bailing on
you. Tell.
He's going to literally leave.
All right. Here, well, I told Morales I was going to save this. You know what I mean?
So just do it.
Just do it.
But here it goes. I'll tell you what happened.
It's your show. Right, it's 4:05.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
So did anybody wake up this morning to watch the Dodgers?
I woke up and then went back to sleep.
So I woke up at 3:08 to go pee. And then I thought to myself, should I?
The game is on.
And I was like, nah, I'm going back to bed.
I actually set my alarm. When it went off, I turned it off, and I was like, Dodgers. Nah, I don't think so.
I think I know what's coming.
You're the guy who wanted to do a broadcast at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Bergman wanted to do it, then he canceled it.
Wait, but you wanted to do it, too.
That was never happening. That was all talk.
No, it was a real possibility there for a while.
It was never a possibility. All right,
so what happened?
Why is Morales the problem? Did Morales tell you the result?
No. So Morales and I, we're like neighbors.
Yes.
Yep.
You guys know that we're neighbors.
He's OC, you're South.
Right.
But, and you're
well,
in
he means
room,
at the East Central.
You're in room 706, and he's in room 707.
Do you have adjoining rooms?
We do.
Oh, that's sweet.
So Morales and I, we are literally neighbors, okay?
Yep.
And last night, when we bid each other goodnight, we finished our evening in his room, okay?
Okay.
And so in his room, he's got his bed, and then he's got a nice chair next to his bed, and then he's got a desk that has another chair.
Okay.
So he was sitting in the nice comfy chair by his bed, and I was his guest in his room, and I was sitting in the desk chair, right? And so we're sitting there, and we're conversating, okay, which is a very cool way of saying that we're talking to each other.
Yes.
But conversating is a nice way of saying it, right?
Sure.
And we say goodnight, Okay, good night. See you tomorrow, honey. Good night. All right, yep. The whole thing. Love you, right?
Yep.
3 o'clock in the morning comes.
Yeah.
I set my alarm for 2:58 for the game.
Oh, nice.
Okay. You may have seen my tweet. Did any of you guys see my tweet this morning?
No.
None of us were awake.
We were not awake
to see your tweet.
So I'll explain what happened, but long story short is that I did not see the game. So I woke up in time for the game,
yeah.
Turned on the TV to see the game, no game. Okay?
Why?
I know why.
It got blacked out on ESPN.
Yeah, and dude,
there's no spectrum across the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Check my tweet. Because what happens is I go to ESPN where it says on the guide Dodgers Padres.
That's what I DVR'd, by the way. Okay. I DVR'd ESPN.
Okay. So I DVR so I go to ESPN. It was a Sports Center. At 2:58 it was Sports Center.
Was there?
At 3:01 it was still Sports Center. I'm like, what's going on here? So I turned to the next channel. That was ESPN2. Now it's our morning show.
It's Evan Cohen, right?
Chris Canty and Michelle.
I saw them this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
So Evan is on like ESPN2, and I think he's on ESPN News.
ESPNU.
Yeah. And Evan's going crazy because it's 6 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, and he's like, I can't believe it. We've got a live sporting event during our time slot. We never have live sports, right? So I go from ESPN, which is supposed to have the game,
mm-hmm.
to ESPN2, which has our morning show.
Yep.
Whatever the next ESPN was like Sports Center.
Yep.
The next ESPN was ESPNU back to the morning show, right? So now I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I go back, 3, 2, 1, go back, blacked out.
Right.
No game.
Yeah.
So I woke up at 2:58 to watch a game, no game.
Yeah.
All right, can I tell you how to avoid this?
How does Morales fit into this?
I'll explain.
Okay,
because I was wondering. I want to know why you're mad at Morales. What did he do?
So then what would you do? If there was no game on TV, what would you guys do?
Go back to sleep.
Yeah. Natural thing to do, right? It's freaking 3:05 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? Can't get the game. All of a sudden, I start to hear the alarm in the next room.
Oh.
Bring, bring, bring.
Really?
Okay, that's 3:05. All right, well, you know, I know he gets up early, you know, all right, whatever. 3:12. Bring, 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 bring.
He's not answering his own alarm.
3:19. Bring, 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 bring. Between 3 a.m.
Right, did you think he was dead or something?
And 4 a.m., his alarm went off every 6 or 7 minutes for an hour.
Yeah.
For an hour. Who does that? Who does such a thing?
A psychopath.
It's really just a bad guy.
Who does such a
scumbag?
Right. A scumbag.
Scumbag.
All right.
Exactly.
A gutless
scumbag.
Alarm ringing scumbag.
He's a scumbag.
Who doesn't have any consideration for anybody else in the hotel.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And here we are, our beds, our wall to wall.
Mm.
You know, I mean, listen, hit the snooze button once. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Hit it twice. I get it. It's 3:30 in the morning. Hit it for an hour. Bro, have a little consideration for the rest of us.
When I was
I think you should get a room at the other end of the hall.
I'm asking to change my room.
Get a different room.
I'm asking to change my room tonight.
Yeah, room.
And I put on the do not disturb sign on my room so that nobody had to go in and clean it today. Because I was just going to come back, and I don't need new fresh towels.
Oh, I always want fresh towels.
I do too.
I don't need to clean up my room every day.
Yeah. I like that.
Michael is like you, Cass.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, Michael never lets anyone in his room.
I do not disturb.
If I'm leaving to go to a game, I'll go to the front desk and say, hey, I've had a do not disturb on all day on 517.
Yeah.
Can you hook me up?
Or, hey, we're leaving the room right now. You can go ahead and clean it up.
Every time.
Yeah. I like a nice, fresh, turned hotel room.
Nah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm with Mace.
So now, by the way.
Yeah.
As you can imagine,
yep.
3:35, mm-hmm. 3:42, 3:49,
oh, wow.
3:56.
So wait a minute, it went on for an hour?
A full hour.
No.
Right? So now, I got to go back to sleep, man. Yeah. I got to get a little bit more sleep because I can't get the game.
Because we're going to the Caleb thing.
Right, because we were getting up to go to the Caleb thing, right? And of course, you know, so now, you know, I got to put myself back to sleep, which is not easy to do at that time of the night, you know?
Right.
Morning.
And you were annoyed because now you didn't watch any of the
game
for either show that
you do. No game.
Because it was important for both shows.
Cap, you want me to tell you how to get around that?
Yeah, tell me.
All right. Next time that happens, go to your computer. Okay. I'm assuming you have an ESPN Plus account. You get it for free if you work here. If not,
well, he's really bad at this stuff.
Okay. But if you do,
ESPN
you set up a VPN.
Okay.
And then you just watch the game on your computer.
Yeah, but setting up a VPN.
He's got no chance.
Yeah, setting up a VPN sounds super hard to me.
Literally, you Google VPN and it'll tell you what to do.
I know, I don't want to do that.
He's not good at
this. It's too hard.
No, it's
fine. I tried to use my Cox Contour app. Mm-hmm. On my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. And even then, they blacked me out there too.
Because they knew where you were.
Yeah,
it has the geo.
But if you use a VPN, you can say you're in Sweden.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's the least technical.
I always pick Ireland just for fun.
He's the least technically savvy person I've ever met.
Really?
Really?
You should meet my dad.
Michael well, might be you, with
your dad is like 75 or 80 years old.
Yeah, he's 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, of a guy your age, you do sound technologically troubled.
Inept.
Well, trouble. Check, inept. That's check a good my word. Tweet and you'll see what happened.
Okay. Check Everybody my tweet. Check. Yeah. I'm going to go back. Check
I'm doing tweet. That right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go what check. Yeah. I'm leaving
Wait,
to check.
Where are you going? Yeah. Where are you going?
We were supposed to leave at 4:04.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Travis negotiated. He gets to leave at 4:08. We feel since we've been. Yeah, 1:08.
Why? When did he negotiate that?
I don't know. Greg, when did he do it?
Yeah, when did he do it?
Not with me. This is not a thing.
Oh, wait.
Must have been with Morales.
No. Maybe with Sam.
No, negotiations. Somebody like that. All negotiations go through Bergman. He's the highest ranking executive. At ESPN.
Highest ranking executive.
In this building?
He is.
Yes,
he is the highest ranking executive.
That's true.
So, oh, really? Yeah. Fix DeAndre's mic, Mr. Highest ranking.
Yeah, yeah. Highest ranking.
No, that's a true statement. Whether or not I'm going to use ESPN, any of that, that is a true statement.
In the org chart of ESPN, when ESPN in Bristol or New York has an issue, the number one guy that they call and rely on
is Koopa Troopa.
Is the manager of audio operations, Greg Bergman.
Wow. Yeah, but we all know that's a title, but it's really Carlos Sizer.
No, he's
not an ESPN employee. Otherwise, it would be him.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. It's very confusing. All right, so tomorrow we're live at Islands.
Yeah.
Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Ice.
Ireland literally can walk there.
I am going to walk. Yeah. I'm going to walk.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. And we'll do lots of, the game's on, and we'll do lots of screwing around.
Are we hitting the hot tub tomorrow?
We can if you want. Well, his hot tub is the tough one to get into. I have an open door policy.
Mine's very exclusive. Right. What's weird is you could probably get in, but Morales can't.
Can't do it, huh?
Can't do it.
Well, you know, that's the bit.
Or just bring like Cappy in.
Just like Cappy in. And then have him go on like Instagram Live.
Yeah.
We'll have Cappy and Rachel over.
You know, it'd be great.
Well, and that way you guys can share the bit of the year. And then both shows get it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. There it is.
All right. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 at Islands. Coming up next for you. Tales from Pro Day,
from
USC.
Caleb Day. Oh, yeah. Cappy was in his element today.
I bet.
Oh,
all right.
Schmoozing.
I'm going to be listening. I got to go check Cappy's tweet, too. I'm dying to read that
thing. I'm in bed when I'm when I'm tweeting. I'm tweeting from bed. And you want to see this. You do.
Wait a minute.
What?